This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. With barely a week to go before deadline, as soon as June 1st, talks continue Tuesday at the U.S. Capitol as negotiators for President Joe Biden, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy at the Capitol work to avert a potentially chaotic federal default. VOA's Lori London spoke with Robert Reich, former U.S. Secretary of Labor and current professor of public policy at the University of California at Berkeley, about the ripple effect across the globe.
Many other economies are intertwined or interdependent or dependent on the United States economy in one way or another. The United States economy is the largest economy in the world. And so if the currency and debts of the United States are no longer credible, then that ripple will shake the entire global economy.
Well, Russia's most powerful mercenary.
We were fighting the Russian bureaucracy, he said, specifically naming and shaming Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu and Chief of the General Staff Valery Gerasimov. With an election looming next year, it's unclear how long Putin will tolerate the open war of words. State television ignored the apparent fall of Bakhmut for 20 hours. It took the Kremlin 10 to put out a terse congratulatory statement. And it didn't name Prigozhin. For his part, Prigozhin said he'd hand Bakhmut over to the Russian army by June.
That is Reuters' Angela Johnson. Russian troops and security forces quashed an alleged cross-border raid from Ukraine in what appeared to be one of the most serious cross-border attacks since the war began. Russia's defense ministry claimed to have killed more than 70 attackers in the battle that lasted about 24 hours. Moscow blamed the raid that began Monday on Ukrainian military saboteurs. Kyiv portrays it as an uprising against the Kremlin by Russian partisans. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden will host Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen of Denmark at the White House next month for talks on their country's efforts, including support for Ukraine. The White House announced that the June 5th visit on Tuesday, just days after saying Biden would support an international effort to train and eventually equip Ukraine with F-16 fighter jets that President Volodymyr Zelensky has sought. Denmark, a member of NATO, has purchased dozens of American-made F-16s since the 1970s and has indicated it is open to the possibility of providing some to Ukraine. The 2024 GOP presidential field will get another high-profile candidate tomorrow, I should say today, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
People with knowledge of his plan say Ron DeSantis will announce his campaign during a Twitter Spaces audio event with Elon Musk. DeSantis is seen as Donald Trump's leading rival for the GOP nomination, and this move has him again taking a page from the Trump playbook. The ex-president used social media to dominate his 2016 rivals. DeSantis has long been expected to join the field, but the timing of his announcement had been kept secret. GOP Senator Tim Scott announced his own bid this week, painting himself as an optimistic alternative to both DeSantis and Trump. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A UPS strike looms in a world grown reliant on everything delivered everywhere all the time. AV correspondent Julie Walker explains.
UPS ships 24 million packages on an average day, about a quarter of all U.S. parcel volume, according to Pitney Bowes. UPS says they deliver the equivalent of about 6% of the nation's gross domestic product. That makes major supply chain disruptions all but certain if it's union strikes. The Teamsters, which represent about 350,000 UPS workers, have said they'll walk off the job if they don't get a new contract. The current one expires July 31st. The last time UPS workers went on strike was more than two decades ago. I'm Julie Walker.
Guam is being buffeted by rains and winds from Typhoon Mawar, the strongest storm to approach the U.S. Pacific territory in decades. Residents have stockpiled dozens of supplies, battened down windows, and abandoned food in 10 homes for emergency shelters. The U.S. military has sent away ships as well. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.